ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Job seekers should be raised by $17 a day. That's the key recommendation from an expert panel advising the federal government on economic inclusion, which also helped to argue for a $40 a fortnight increase last year. The Economic Inclusion Advisory Committee's annual pre-budget report also identified violence against women as a barrier for obtaining work and an ongoing issue with child support. Jenny Macklin is the committee chair and was also a senior minister in the Rudd and Gillard governments, and she joins us this morning. Jenny Macklin, lovely to speak to you.
And you, Patricia.
You claimed in 2013 that you could live off the Newstart allowance, which at the time was about $35 a day. What do you think now? Could you live off JobSeeker in 2024?
No, Patricia, I was wrong then and apologise for it. And certainly the evidence that's been provided to our committee demonstrates just how difficult it is for people on the JobSeeker payment. The evidence from the committee is that this is the group of people in Australia who are doing the toughest. They cannot afford to pay for food to feed themselves and their children. They can't afford to pay for their medicines. Again and again, we heard people tell us that they had to choose between one medicine or another week on week. People can't afford to pay their rent. The job seeker allowance is too low and needs to be increased.
How did you arrive at this $17 a day increase that you're calling for?
So there's been detailed research done by the committee looking at how the job seeker allowance or payment compares to other payments in the social security system. The most extensive work that's been done on measuring the adequacy of payments was done back in 2009 for the pension. And so our social security experts on the committee have measured the adequacy of JobSeeker compared to the pension and have arrived at the figure that we've put in the report, which is that JobSeeker really needs to substantially increase to make it adequate for people to live on.
Why wasn't last year's increase of $40 extra a fortnight enough?
We do acknowledge in the report that that increase was welcome, but the evidence from the work of the committee is that more needs to be done. We did recommend last year a more substantial increase, and we're also saying to the government, if they can't deliver the increase that we recommend in one go, that they set out how it will be achieved over time. So we are saying to the government, we need this increase if we're going to lift the 3 million Australians who are living in poverty into a more basic standard of living.
I spoke to the Treasurer, Jim Chalmers, yesterday, and he's not expecting to deliver sort of huge surpluses, but in the longer term, there will be structural deficits. We know that. And the budget itself is in long-term strife unless there is structural reform. Can we afford to increase JobSeeker like you've called for?
Well, that's one of the requirements of our committee, to look at the fiscal impacts of our recommendations, and we did that. We're a wide-ranging committee, including people from the business community, unions, economists, social security experts, and so we have looked at that issue. We understand that it's a cost to the budget, not much compared to the cost of the tax cuts, I might say, but this is the group that are facing the toughest cost of living pressures. No other group in Australia is facing the pressure that people on JobSeeker are facing. And that's why we are recommending a substantial increase in JobSeeker. We're also recommending a further increase in Commonwealth rent assistance because, as you know, and I'm sure your listeners know, there have been continuing increases in rents. And if people are to survive in the private rental market, they do need more assistance in paying their rent.
I just want to get a final comment from you on something else, but, you know, absolutely linked in many ways. Yesterday, National Cabinet met and announced almost $1 billion to help women leave violence. But there has been criticism from many, including, you know, some of the Teal MPs saying that it's not enough. There's not enough help for frontline services, that they have to turn away people. There's no housing support. Are you worried about that?
Well, of course I'm worried about it. I think everyone who's been following this issue for a long time, as I have, understands just how important those frontline services are. But to bring it back to the work of the Economic Inclusion Committee and the Women's Economic Equality Task Force recommendations, women escaping violence also need to know that there will be a decent social security net for them. Yes, this payment to help them leave a violent husband or partner is important, but they also need a decent job seeker allowance so that they can survive after they've left a violent home.
Mm. Interesting point. Jenny Macklin, always great to speak to you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Patricia.
Jenny Macklin is the chair of the Economic Inclusion Advisory Committee and served as Families and Communities Minister in the Rudd and Gillard governments.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.